You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
International Women's Day holds a special importance for those engaged in feminist struggles around the world. It has been celebrated in varying forms for just over 100 years. The day is now officially recognized in one form or another in most countries and internationally. Pat Davitt is a longtime feminist, founding member of the Vancouver Women's Caucus, and a member of the Euphoniously Feminist and Non-Performing Quintet. She joins us on the phone to talk about the history and significance of International Women's Day. Hello, Pat.
Hi there.
How is International Women's Day celebrated around the world?
Well, officially, probably not so much. Well, let me say this. In the former communist countries around the world, it's celebrated in a more political fashion with recognition of women's rights and at least some lip service paid. In a lot of other countries in the world, it's more a question of hearts and flowers. It's kind of like Mother's Day.
And in some countries, I know from speaking with people from certain parts of the world, that it's even an official holiday.
I think that's true, yeah. Certainly in Cuba it was. And Cuba is an interesting sort of example of how it all gets mixed up together, because it is a communist country, and there is some, you know, sort of mention of the sort of bedrock of women's rights, equality rights, and so on. But there's a great effusion of hearts and flowers and love of your mother and love of your wife and all, and your mistress too, probably.
Where did the idea come from originally for International Women's Day?
Well, it seems to me that the major strand comes out of reality. In the United States at the turn of the last century, there were a huge influx of immigrants, and the women and the children got sort of pushed into doing garment manufacturing and working in the textile mills. They were working, well, all the hours that God gave them, basically anywhere from 56 to 77 hours a week, which when you think about it, you know, 7 days in the week, that could be 11 hours of every day spent working. And children as young as 6, 7, and 8 were working like that. So there was a reality of the exploitation of women. These were areas that women predominated in. And it was exacerbated by some really egregious industrial accidents or problems, the most notable of which was the Triangle shirtwaist factory fire. That was in 1911. And then a huge march, a huge strike in one of the major textile mills in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1912. Led by women, one of the first ones, actually, and they actually won concessions from their employers. And so you have that, you have what basically is women being incredibly exploited, and out of that, the Socialist Party of America, which was the vehicle, the political vehicle for a lot of the active trade unionists of the time, they decided that they would push for a recognized day for women's equality rights. And they took that to, and this was, let's see, 1911. And they went, and so that's the, you have the labor part of it, then you have the sort of the political part of it. They took that idea to, it was the second, in the Second Socialist Internationale, and that was held in Copenhagen in 1910. And they moved and seconded, well, it was preceded by a meeting of 100 women activists from around the world, and they moved a motion saying there should be an International Women's Day. And it was adopted. And then it kind of sank like a stone, except in communist countries where they actually did celebrate it. But then when Betty Friedan in the second wave of feminism came along, those of us who got interested in it sort of researched the history and came up with International Women's Day. What a good idea. And we started celebrating it here in Vancouver, I think, in about 1970, 71, something like that.
So the day originally had less to do with our hearts and flowers and more to do with the basic rights, basic living rights.
And, you know, the rights of workers, I mean, it was very much tied to labor politics and labor conditions, working conditions. And, yeah, that's where I wrote, you know, in the reality. But then the other part of it, which in the second wave came to be a more integral part of it, was the sort of civic and social equality of women, in expressed in the first wave by suffrage, the suffrage movement, and getting votes for women and the acknowledgement of women as persons in as legal entities, that people in their own right or in our own right. And that, yeah, it's kind of, that was the sort of more middle class aspect of feminism in a way. And then the working class aspect of feminism was more about protecting people at work.
So then there's two basic streams there. One is the workers, and the other is the political aspect of it. Okay. International Women's Day has a significance, as we were talking about earlier, has a significance in different parts of different places of the world, has different significance in different places of the world. I know that in some former Eastern Bloc countries, they celebrate it differently. Can you tell us about some of those differences?
Well, it's essentially if you're coming at governance and organization of society from a more socialist point of view, then International Women's Day takes on, and actually took on right from the beginning, that aspect of being grounded in reality and then grounded in workers' rights. And so looking at women as workers, as opposed to looking at women as, well, decorative elements, as housewives, as persons who were apart from the what would be called the productive area of the economy, which is of course a total misrepresentation. But you know the old saying, you know, oh, my mother never worked; she just stayed at home, right? And and maintained the household and raised children and produced enormous amounts of food and you know, laundry services and all, but she never worked.
Here in the West, in Canada, we have International Women's Day, but it isn't really it isn't a holiday for women. It is in some other parts of the world. I know, I believe in China, it's a holiday. I know in some former Eastern Bloc countries, it's a holiday. Do you think we can improve on the way we celebrate International Women's Day here in Canada?
I think it would be a lovely idea, and given the current realities, I don't think we can improve on it at all. I've been in the women's movement for, 40 years? And, you know, initially we were sort of out there doing stuff around abortion and around access to birth control and on working women, the rights of working women to form unions and to, you know, all of those things that we've seen change, you know, the right of women to get into trades and professions that were formerly closed to us and so on and so forth. And there have been a lot of changes over the past 40 years. But there's a bedrock of discrimination or inability to crack the higher reaches of power in this society and in most of the societies around the world. You just do not see a representative portion of, say, government officials, officials in major corporations, officials in any of the, you know, sort of controlling areas of the economy and the society. Women are not represented in numbers that would reflect how many of us there are. And there are all kinds, probably, of reasons for that. But, you know, in the end, you come up against a lot of barriers that are still there.
Well, you've participated in feminist and women's movements for a long time. What significance has this day held for you as a participant?
Well, you know, the women who proposed it back in 1910 said it would be a good way to organize women, to bring forward women's issues and try and get resolution of them or improvements in, you know, the condition of women's lives. And I think they were absolutely right. I mean, it, and certainly I don't know how much it affected people in the first 80 or so years of there being this declaration, but certainly in the last 40 years it has been one of the focuses of women sort of trying to better their own condition. And that's always important. I mean, that is a way of sort of drawing people's attention to what remains to be done.
Thanks so much for this very useful primer on International Women's Day.
Well, it was a pleasure.
I've been speaking with Pat Davitt. She is a longtime feminist, founding member of the Vancouver Women's Caucus, and a member of the Euphoniously Feminist and Non-Performing Quintet.